Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, before we do that, you guys, it's Thursday night. I know you're all excited. We're all here, and there's all three of us going to go wild with you just in a moment. This is Jethro. While we get the scenes ready, I want you to listen to Linda Irwin and her Bitmap Boogie.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. This is Thursday. Wasn't that beautiful? What a fun music. Linda Irwin, our phenomenal hostess and the wildest friend of ours, is here with her music. And those of you tonight are going to be fortunate to win some of that music. We've got some CDs here to give away and some jewelry and a lot of fun. Speaking of we, let me get my two wonderful hostesses here brought in. I know a lot of you are going, it's Thursday, Jethro, and I had to tease you guys. What took me a minute, and I played the music because I hadn't got a chance to market. You guys were already in there waiting in the queues, and we've got callers, but we have a lot of new people that are tuning into Facebook and Twitter and our other friends. Remember, call the 773-897-6461 number. We do usually take this randomly too. It is in order, and then yet we also have a deal, especially if you've called in a lot. We have a lot of listeners who call in, and we love that. So you know, if you're new, don't ever fear that. I had someone tell me, they go, Jethro, you and Dina always are just so crazy and wild. Every time I get in, I'm afraid to call. And now you've got Mystic Haven, and you guys are raving about Haven, and I'm not sure what's going on that coast, but I think the Atlantic's got a whole thing happening there. I'm not sure what I should do with my questions. You should call our 773-897-641. No matter what goes on in this world, you can guarantee two things. These two ladies are wild, and you're going to have fun on Thursdays. Speaking of, you guys know her as the individual that has been doing this for many years and having fun with it. She works in her life with doing past, present readings, future. She is American certified. She's fun. I always call her the psychic healer, and I've had people say, what exactly does that mean? We're going to go into that a little bit. If you guys haven't listened to the archives of why Dina is phenomenal, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I hope I don't have that same speaking problem you got there.
It just started when you guys got on the phone, and I got to go, what is Jethro doing? And Jethro's a little bit silly. And speaking of silly, we've got to bring in our phenomenal. Now, this individual is not only a natural-born psychic medium. She relays messages from the loved ones for over 35 years. She works with magic. She's a positive, light, white witch. We did get to ask, and she said it's okay to call her one. She's one of those ladies who's just fun to have around, and we love her dearly. How are you doing, Mystic Haven?
I'm doing great, Jethro. Hi, Dina, Alegria, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Great. We've got so many people calling in. We've got so many questions for you, too. We got to tease you a little bit, Mystique. They said that you've brought me and Dina to a new level of fun. They said you two used to be silly. Now you've got someone in there making you two work. It's about time. I go, what are we doing? I said, now they're making Mystique be the heavy. I said, no, she's not. She's our fun girl. So I put out a little marketing today, and then you guys are going to laugh as crazy as things have been. I don't know if any of you guys know, but Facebook has been doing something very odd with a lot of us that are getting out with the marketing. So make sure that you guys see that if it did get privacy. I got into trouble today. A lot of our fans told me, they said, Jethro, we're not seeing any of the marketing. So I went on and looked, and for some reason, Facebook has been marketing it as private. I don't know if that was their way of saying we've gotten a little outrageous and we got to clean up our act or what's going on. But, you know, we've always thought we were Disney. So I don't know what's going on. But just, guys, please remember, if you do get messed up, it's not intentional. I had someone tell me yesterday that they've been calling in for 6 weeks in a row and have not been on any of the shows. And I got to tease you, send me that number because I got to see this. Because I got to tell you, I do this. Gary does this. Linda does this. Amy does this. We have some new people that are going to be in. Something's a little kooky there if you've called in that many times. I got to tell you, we have a lot of listeners, but all of us are very skilled people, and we try to give everybody that fair chance. Remember, if you've had a reading and it's been like the 3-4 times you've had different ones of us do it, kind of set back and just say, I'll listen tonight. Because if we go up there, it's like visualize me and Mystique and Dina go walking up there. We're knocking on that door, and about the fourth time we ask the higher up, is she going to get that lovely man that bats his eyes at her at the store? They're going to give you a different energy because they've told you yes, or they've told you no, or they've told you something. If you keep doing that, you don't want to cloud your reading. So make sure with you guys that are getting the readings that you do it. And find one of us you grab onto. We have the people that want their Dina time. We're raving about Haven. Someone wants to go, let's go, Jethro. Whatever's happened, if you're a Jan fan, then that's who you grab a hold of, and that's what you hang on to. When I go into a place, and that's what the subject is tonight, how do you pick that psychic out of all of the psychics? I'm going to start, and then we're going to turn over the mic to our wonderful, beautiful Dina, who will give it to Mystique, and we're going to tell you some ways to do it. For me, when I walk into a metaphysical place, and I want that reading, yes, I do get readings. I think that I like to have that other person read me. When I go in and I feel that feeling that I'm uncertain of what's going on with my future is what brings me there. But then when I'm looking, there's so many different types. I look for someone who looks to me, and I always look at the picture. If they've just got a cute little, you know, buffed up little owl there, you know, giving me the eye, no, I don't want that, you know, the parrot that's scary at night reading me. I want that person. I don't mind their religion as long as I know that it's light work. They can be anything that does, as long as it's light for me. I also make sure when I'm talking with them that I make contact a little bit to see how they're going to be. As you guys know, I'm high energy. If I got with someone, and I no bad references, but, you know, someone who's just very, very cash, I'm going to be pulling my hair out. You guys know me. I'm like, so I've had readers do that. I had a lady read me the tarot, and she's, by the time she got to the fourth card and what was going on with me, I had came, I had went, I was, you know, and I was like, oh my goodness. So that's what I look for. I also look for someone with, you can feel that, you feel with integrity. You know, if they're right away going, let's sit down, let's do the reading, then they really care about me. But if they're just going, here, let's get sure, let's make sure, you know, how much, where you're going to be, then they're worried about that, and you don't want that. Dina, let's help these people. How do you find that perfect reader when you're ready for a psychic or a healing person to help you? Uh-oh.
It's cutting in and out.
Yeah, I apologize. We're having a lot of technical. So, Dina, would you tell them how you would pick a reader and what would be your criteria for a good one?
Well, I would, for me, it's mostly like referral or word of mouth. Somebody that I know that has been to somebody and know that they're good and legit. Now, if you don't have that, it's kind of a feeling I go with, a gut feeling or something along that line. And a good reader should never tell you you owe more or for $50 or $100 more, whatever it is, they can remove your negative energy or bad aura or what have you, cloud hanging over your head. That is not a good reader. So that should never happen. Like, you, whatever price you guys settled upon in the beginning, that's it, and it should be a good, honest reading. But mostly for me, it is referrals, word of mouth, read about them, whatever.
Mystique, tell us how you go about it when you're looking for that person to give you a little bit of outside advice that's gifted.
I see a lot of my friends are also, like, very close friends, are also very gifted as well. If I have a particular question about something, I'll say, hey, I have a quick question. Do you have a minute? You know, I might ask them. But if I'm out at an event or whatever, where they're giving readings, it's who I feel drawn to. You guys know, being psychic, you know, for the most part, all right, I don't know about this person, but it's this person here, you feel drawn to them. And so somebody that is going to be very honest, because, like, when I give readings, they're very straightforward, very honest, you know, cut and dry. I don't sugarcoat, you know, and that's what I want in return. Don't sugarcoat it. Just, I'm asking a particular question. I want an honest answer. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's who I feel drawn to, basically. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. I'm feeling that. Now, you guys got a lot of good clues here. We got a people writing in really quick. Now we got a little bit of a different question here. This is aimed towards Psyche's Gone Wild is going to the dogs and cats. So those of you get ready in August, send us your pictures. If you want to compete and you want to win a prize, you can win your choice of a reading by whichever reading you want here on Psyche's Gone Wild, which will be paid for by yours truly, Psychic Jethro. I will pay for that reading. Of course, if it's myself, I'll eat the money and go eat. But if it's one of the other people, which you guys have been asking, you want to have that half an hour with Dina or that Raven time or Wild with Jan or whatever you want, make sure you put in your picture, because we're going to be picking the best picture of the our fan with their animal. So you can have any animal that you have, but it has to be a picture real of you sent there. Don't be modest. It will only go to our site and Facebook. We know they tease us. You guys know that I proudly can say between my site and there, we have over 65,000 fans liking us. So you're going to have people liking it and going, what's going on? It will be shared. We will keep track. The one with the most happy people that do it, which is fun, will win the reading. The second prize winner will win something. We'll go down and we'll give you away three prizes. You guys know how we love to give away prizes. So this is a perfect opportunity for August, for Psyche's Gone Wild Goes to the Dogs and Cats, for you to get in there and help us. Speaking of, we're going to start this out. We've got a Dear Dina email to start out with the two lovely ladies. Dina, I have to talk to you about this. Everyone says that cats are psychic. I don't feel my cat is psychic. My cat acts like a dog. He has deliberately ignored any commands I did. I bought a book, and I sat down, and I worked with my cat for 2 years to teach him psychic. He doesn't even like the nibbles and bits. He doesn't even act like he cares about this. I've tried every trick in the book to bring my cat psychically out. Dina, what should I do with my cute kitty who doesn't seem to have one hair of sixth sense on his little hairy head? Okay, Dina, help her.
Go
ahead, I'm sorry.
Although in general, cats are supposed to, yeah, no, that's all right. Cats are supposed to have that sixth sense, but it's like people. Some people have it stronger than others. It's the same thing for animals. But I feel like your cat does have a sixth sense. However, it's being stubborn or kind of like that, like it's defiant. That's it. Defiant is the word I want.
We're defiant, and we still got our radio show. Sorry, I'm a good lead.
I'm sorry. I just find that so funny.
Let's speak of any thoughts for the chat, Mystique?
Okay, go ahead.
We all tease them and tune in. And, you know, I'm going to tell and add to what Dina's saying, because I can tell you with what you're experiencing, a lot of times, you know, I'm going to be ornery to you. It is you. You're the parent of the cat. If you're sitting there and you're doing all this stuff out of a book and you're reading to them, you need to talk to the cat in their level. You need to mentally, telepathically start talking to your cat. You need to send and receive. I can tell you from friends of mine, there's not a cat alive that isn't psychic. So I got to tell you that your cat's playing you on. And it's just what Dina just said to you. So that cat's working you. The cat's like, you know, you like that. He's probably got a lot more treats out of you by not being psychic than he would if he was psychic. He's not a dog. He's not going to jump and grab the little biscuit and go, wow, wasn't that a treat? The cat's going to play as they are a feline going over and back and forth from the other side. If you guys, especially when we did Friday the 13th, we discussed about how the different varieties and how a black cat is very lucky and how really we've broken those concepts because people were nervous that people jumped in cats and came over. You know, that's I laugh because I visualize your cat just sitting there and he's probably psychically going, you know, what's on for dinner tonight? If I work her right, I probably can get a few more, you know, tuna out of her. But if I act real intuitive, she's going to say, oh, cute, and then she's going to forget about the treats. I think the cat's smarter than you, and that's pretty psychic to me to know his future gets more treats with it. So we're going to grab onto it. And please send us a picture. I know that you are fans of both of the ladies on tonight. You're ready. I love it, and I do agree. I want to be on the show with them sometime. Why don't we have a contest where the winner gets to come on and talk to the hostesses that we choose with Jethro for a full hour of fun party hour over the radio. We can look at that later. I don't have no problem with it. We just like to have fun. We got to pick up the phones, though, because these people are pushing and shoving over here. 904, you've been waiting. Let's do a Psyche's Gone Wild. 904, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Great. I welcome you to our show. You're one of our first waiters. The phone, they've been kicking people off, and you hung in there, and I'm so sorry. Our phones are a little, they're on the edge. That's what I call them. No, I'm teasing.
This is Lashandra. I was calling because I flew to Dallas Sunday, and I just made it back today. But I went to a job interview. They offered me the position. The background check came back. Everything is good to go to start September the 8th. She did tell me that I have to go through a security clearance because it's like dealing with the U.S. Department of Education. And where they, like, dig deep into, like, financial history, you know, things of that nature. So I'm just wondering, do you see me getting over that hump?
Is there something there that you don't want them to find?
No, it's just the credit part of it, the financial part is what I'm worried about.
See, what they're going to do, they are going to, when it comes to the government, oh, my goodness, yes, they dig and dig and dig. They look at financial stuff. They just want to make sure, like, you don't owe anything to the IRS. They look at your credits, you know, things like that. And, unfortunately, a lot of companies will base employment just on your credit. It's pretty stupid, if you ask me. But I personally, really. But I don't feel that you're going to have any kind of major problems here. It's like a formality type of thing, but it is something that they need to do. Okay, and they do this with everybody, so don't feel bad.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I'm actually moving. Because, you know, I'm trying to get back closer to family. So I'm, like, leaving my job here, packing up everything and relocating back to Dallas. And I just don't want to get in a position because they're not going to do the security check and everything, clearance, until I get there the first week and we have to go through all the new hire paperwork and things like that. I don't want it to be where I get comfortable in the role and then they say, hey, you know.
Right. Right. Dina or Jethro, do you get anything on that?
I'm feeling like there's a little bit there with Lashandra that I feel like there's a hole or something that's going on with it. I feel like that there's outside work or something going there that's keeping you a little bit back from it. And I apologize. We're having such crazy difficulties over here. We've got Dina's off in orbit 7. I'm feeling, and I could hear bits and pieces, but the guys were sending energy with it. So I know that I would agree. I think that that's what the guys, they want a Mystique to handle it. It's like there seems to be something there that's a little bit I feel like it's off. Lashandra, you were talking about the trip or the job. I apologize.
I I was talking about the job, just making sure that I did the interview. They offered me the position. I did the background check. Everything was good with the background check. And she told me I had to go through a security clearance because it was, you know, with the government, the U.S. Department of Education. So you have to get a security clearance. It's a level 5 clearance. And so I'm just trying to make sure that everything will be okay with the security clearance because I'm, like, packing up everything here and moving to Texas, and I don't want it to be where I be jobless if I pack up and leave.
Okay, and I feel that, and that's what I'm, and I get that part of it there is that I feel like you should, I feel you should get the job before you go there. That's why they're doing the delay. That I was on it, and I thank you for going back through, and I apologize to everybody listening in. No, I'm not drinking tonight. I may start, but it's like been one of those nights. Dina, are you there?
The thing is that I have a position. It starts September the 8th, and they're not going to go through the security clearance procedure until the first week when we start training for the position. And so that's when we do all the paperwork and they send everything off and we have to wait until they come back, but we'll already be working.
Okay.
So I don't want to be like in the middle of the job and then they like, you know.
And I saw that. That's what I, and I apologize because people were going, what trip? It's like, that's what I saw. I saw you headed in this trip, and I saw things happening, and then the guys were telling me that something else was stalling there with it. And I feel you're right on the right idea with it of waiting with and making sure that there is something there a little more. I also feel like, LaShondra, you've got people fighting over you or something. There's something going on with you in work that's causing this other energy. I mean, Dina, can you sense it? There seems to be one person or something that's keeping her, that's not got it finalized or something there for her.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like that it's going to be just a little bit longer. You have to have some patience with it.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, so I feel like it's just, yeah, that hold up. And once that hold up lets go, then that's when things will start to move forward. And I mean, I know it's a bit frustrating right now, but it will go. It will happen.
Yeah, it'll take a couple of weeks. I have to agree with it.
Yeah, I don't start the position until September 8th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're all right in. This is coming up here. We're right. Well, no, actually, we got August to go through. What is going on with these months?
Yeah.
They keep coming up on every time I count. There's another.
You know, the thing is that I chose September the 8th to give myself time to move. Because I could have started, on the 18th of August, but I told her I just needed more time to, you know, to come here and, you know, get everything moved because moving from Florida all the way to Texas is not like just a jump, skip, and a hop. So she asked me when did I want to start? Did I want to start on the 18th or did I want to start on September the 8th? And I told her September the 8th.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good move, I think.
And we love you, LaShondra. We got to go. We hope we helped you with that
little bit.
Get with one of us and get one of the full readings at psychicsgonewild.com. Make sure you take that time and do it right, as the song says. Get in there. Find the reader. I know that right now, we always have the little specials. Those of you wanting the emails, we're getting it together. We've got to let the little secret out. These ladies do give you a little bit more. They're not always just a half an hour like I am or an hour. They go a little bit more and they give you the work. Make sure you go in and see Mystic Haven's part on there or Dina Flanagan's and then get with them to have the reading. We have it's set up there on psychicsgonewild.com. I have a lot of you guys making me laugh tonight. We got a lot of new listeners. I really like it. I think you should tell Mystic Haven. She has a very sultry voice. I wish that I was a little older because my family won't let me date, but I would like to ask Mystic out. Oh my gosh, how old are you? This little guy's happy. And we've got other people writing in that they're listening in tonight. So now we know that. I got to tell you, if you are underage, we will card you at the door if you're going to be silly, but we love you. And yes, Mystic does have a cool voice. You got good taste, my friend. So 980, here we go. Let's do Psychics Gone Wild. This is 980. How are you, 980?
Hello. This is Benita. How are you?
Excellent. Hi. Where you been?
Hi,
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I would like to know about my job. I am ending on Friday, and Just want to know what you see for me coming up, because I will be, that's my end, Friday.
How did you call it with three numbers? You got three numbers in here, Bonita. You're the first one. Have you got like a party line over there?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just checking. Please answer her question, Dina. Can't you see there's many of them coming after me? Help me.
Well, you sound pretty happy for ending a job.
Well, you know, I'm happy that I'm ending this chapter. So, yes, I'm super happy.
Yes, that's what I mean. I mean, I feel like that it was a really good move and that the energy is going to be a lot better for you coming up. So I feel like that you need a little rest, you know.
I can't afford a rest.
I know, but I feel like you need just a little rest. So I think it's going to be provided for you. just a little one. But I think it's going to be provided for you. And then I feel like, but in this rest, what's going to happen is it's going to change or help your energy to get to that the job that's really good for you. So the rest is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. And don't worry, not to worry when you're in it, because the rewards are going to far outweigh, you know, so don't stress. Don't try not to stress when you're in it. Try to enjoy it. That's what they really want you to do. And
I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, and I feel like, are you looking for a different career, different change, a change of career?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's what I feel. That's why they're telling me this, that this is very important for this change to take place, for this shift to take place. So let it happen, and every day, you know, just be happy and thankful, and visualize that job that you want, and write it on paper, and it will come to you. I feel like that this is all being orchestrated, you know, for the right thing, the perfect timing, whatever. I feel like it's all being orchestrated for you.
Okay.
I feel like you have really good spirit guides and loved ones that have passed on that are all helping to orchestrate this.
That's great, because I talk to them and tell them I need help.
Yes, that's what they're saying. They're all right there going, hey, you got to tell her that, you know, she needs to really embrace this rest period and not to get stressed out. So, yeah, definitely, it will come for you. And I feel like in this fall, a lot of things are going to change around for you. Not that you won't get one before then. I just feel like the fall is a good time for you.
Okay.
All right. Mystic?
Yeah, I pretty much got the same thing on that one. But I was also... The feel I got on this was more on along the creative line that you'll be going with, but working with people, but it's going to be something that you really enjoy doing.
Okay.
The spirit keeps saying it's creative work, something that you like to do or that you've always wanted to do. Okay?
Okay.
But I have to agree with Dina on the time frame. Fall is definitely a better time for you. So... Don't be afraid during this this rest time, because you do need it. To renew your body, your mind, you know, just let it all go. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And your guides are listening, so all you have to do is listen back. Look for the signs, Spirit is saying. Look for the signs, because they're going to come to you. They will be shown to you. And you'll know.
Okay.
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 Thank you for calling in, Bonita. I got to tease you with this three phones. I don't know what I did, but you just, like, you psyched out the psychic. I'm sitting here going, what is going on? And I don't know, but your number's up three times. So I take that as a good sign. The Holy Trinity loves you, is what I feel.
I hope the Holy Trinity brings me some money.
Okay, get that money coming, baby. And that's what we're talking about. Bring me some money, honey. Come on, where's the game? Thank you. We love you, Bonita. Hang in there. We will talk again.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We are wild. We have so many fans that are writing it and going in. You guys hang on. 415-603-717, probably 203 and 912. You will get in tonight, but the rest of you chill out a little bit. We're going to work with you. We're trying to get as many as we've got. I've got people writing me. I've got people going, Jethro, we have to ask Dina, what happens when a psychic child is born into this world? My cousin and me have been arguing about this for 6 months. We were told that when a child comes into this life that is a Blu-ray or an indigo and all these other words you've been teaching us on this Psychics Gone Wild, that something happens significant. Dina told us this a couple of years ago, that with her son was psychic and that when he was born, he had blue eyes. Is it true that all of us that are psychic are blue-eyed and that Jethro's been faking it for years? Oh, I'm going to get rid of him. And he just, that's it. You know those friendship things on Facebook? Take me off that list. Put me on the crabby list for you. But, you know, I'm just kidding. They're telling me that he's trying to tell me that Dina said that only blue-eyed people are psychic. And he wants to know, Dina, what was it that you let us know that different people, when a psychic is born in a family, something happens significant?
I don't recall that one. Anyway, the blue eyes, I remember, like my whole family, a lot of us that are psychic, we have a whole lineage of us that are, we all have the blue eyes. So a lot of times, that's what happens when it runs on down the line. That's what can happen. However, there are many psychics who don't have blue eyes, so that are just as psychic. But there was something that, you know, I read a long time ago that they seem to be like the lineage ones, the ones that run down along the line as the blue eyes. But anyway, when a child is born into this world psychic, they start hearing things and seeing things and talking to people, like you can see they're talking to an imaginary friend or whatever. And so it's kind of obvious, and they start, it's almost like they stare up to the sky a lot or stare off a lot. And then as they can talk and get older, they can tell you what they're seeing. And then you kind of lose that around age 7, because then the real world starts to cloud and they're not pure and innocent. That's what they say, up to age 7. They're kind of pure and innocent and they see and hear things. So the key is to keep that open and going. And it takes sometimes a parent to recognize that, or something to happen in the life, some relative or something, to foster that and keep it going. Because a lot of times, if you don't know what's going on, you have parents who try to shut you down, like, oh, geez, you're just crazy, or you're just this, or you're just that. You have an imagination, you know, a good imagination. So that's the whole key, is to really, you know, embrace and help them with it and help them to understand it. That's what I had to do with my son, and Jethro, his son is psychic too. So what did you do, Jethro? What happened?
I know, we got to find out. Mystique has a daughter, so we're going to get to hear all of it tonight. You know what was really ironic about it was that he actually, and those of you all listening in, I do have a blue tint in my eye, so there. But he was really ironic about the fact, they're just really messing with us tonight, that he was very strong and older souled. And it was very different for me because of my family doing sending and receiving, that when we first started with my son, he was the one that was very shy about this. And it was a little awkward because I had other people telling me, he's a very good person. He just seems really with it. And he was picking up all these things that I didn't realize, that how intuitive he was at first because of our family with it, that it took him going to school. And right away with my oldest son, the one people at school were like, you know, he's just doing this. He's having us. And it was at an age of head start. They're like, he's telling us stuff that we didn't tell him. And I laughed because I'm, you know, back where I come from, it was a hidden thing. And back then, I'm going to tell you my age, you know, my oldest son's like 25 years old. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, Jeff, you know, you're going to keep this a little bit of a secret. And he's like, Dad, you go out and you make money with this. We go to another town. Everybody calls you a psychic. And I'm sitting here just helping these people. And he thought he was, you know, as a little kid. And it was the hardest thing I had to do in my head, is I realized, you know, and it was a turning point for me. It's when I opened up and thought, you know, if this 5-year-old can stand up and say it, I definitely at 25 years old can say, bring it on, people. You know, let's get this going. So what I started doing is I started going with the energy and started working with it. And I started really developing both of my two sons and my 3 stepchildren, that they, and in our house, it was always open. And anything and all things were said, just like, you know, anything with it. And we were able to do it. And my Jeffrey was able to send and do energy. One of his favorite things was to knock on the door and scare a babysitter away. Or if he didn't want someone there that was getting attention, he would, you know, tell them that there was someone from the other side and start messing with their head. And that was the only bad rebound I had. But what did you, Mystique, what are you doing with your lovely daughter? We know she's very gifted.
Oh, my goodness, yes, yes. I come from a long line. Now, most of us in my family, we do have blue eyes from my father's side.
Here we go again.
Now I was adopted, okay, when I was 3 years old. Okay, now I didn't meet my birth parents till I was 21. Okay, so this is how I, you know, found out, okay, well, this is the side that all these gifts came from. However, I have a half-sister, okay? She has the same gifts and abilities that I do. Now, she's got green eyes. Okay, her eyes are different. And then I have friends who have brown eyes who are also very gifted. But it seems to be that most people that are highly gifted, they do have the blue eyes. Now, as far as my daughter goes, I mean, she was displaying things. She was an infant. She has, you know, the ability to move things. And she was able to do that, you know, kind of, I was like, whoa, you know, like with her mobile and stuff like that, it would be off. And I even took the batteries out one time, and the next thing you know, she's got this thing going. Okay, so she has that particular gift, you know, among other ones. She sees spirits. She talks to them. You know, I can see the ones that she's talking to. So, you know, I know that they're not imaginary. I can see them. So as she gets older, there have been, you know, well, she's only 4 and a half now, but she has seen ones that have frightened her. But as she gets older, you know, I will be teaching her, okay, this is how you handle them. And I even tell her that now. If you see ones that, that scare you a little bit, you just ask them, please go away. And they will. And if they don't listen to her, well, then I make them go, you know. But, yeah, people with blue eyes seem to have, it seems to be more prominent with them. But everybody has these gifts. Everybody.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. You know, Mystique talking here with her young child, and I love it because I know with mine, the neighbors were like, there's a ghost over there. And my two boys were like, really cool. We're going to prove it out. They're getting out all their tools. They're going over there. And Ryan's like, Dad, that wasn't even a ghost. He goes, I don't even know what this was. He goes, it didn't even raise any energy. Jeffrey's like, it wasn't an elemental. And the kid that was with them was freaking out. He was a very born-again Christian and never had to deal with this Jonathan. And he's like, I don't know what you guys are doing. And he was all freaked. He's like, we could have been killed. He was all freaking out. And long story short, the kids, because of what Mystique is just saying here, were able to deal with it. And I had family other later come over, even Jonathan's dad, and explain to me, he thought it was a really good thing that we did not fear that. We didn't put it, people were putting it into the kids' heads and trying to, you know, do it. We found out later that the only thing that was in that shed was a dirty old guy that was over there that was, you know, basically trying to keep everybody out of there. And it's like, I'm kind of glad the kids stayed out. My two were like, we're going to make friends with them. I go, no, you're not. No, you're not bringing them home. Jeffrey and Ryan, to everyone. So all of you guys that are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We got a lot of you guys. And I want to tease you because this is our format. We do talk. We give you a little bit. Then we get the readings. Let's grab one of those phones. We've got so many of you guys. And I want to tease and tell you guys, go to PsychicsGoneWild.com now that you're getting to know us and pick that reader that you love. We got Mystique Haven, we've got Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith tonight, and even bigger and better every day, we just keep getting a little wilder. So let's grab one of the phones, and we've got 415, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. 415.
Hi, good evening. This is Sophia.
Hello.
Calling. Hi, and my question is, if you guys can pick up anything that's coming for me in the future, I'm just kind of a bit at a standstill, which is not very normal, so I wonder if the spirits have any message for me.
The block is going to be removed. There's a block up.
Okay.
It's moved. I'm trying to see a time frame on this. Within 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks. Okay. So because right now I'm not sure what direction to go in, so I'm trying not to jump the gun. And
right. Within 3 weeks, Spirit says. You'll know which way to go on this one.
Okay.
It's almost like there's this, it's like a little block, but it will be removed. And you will be the one to remove it.
Okay.
Excuse me, you'll be making some choices, but you'll be making the right one. So don't second guess yourself. The spirit says you tend to do that. Don't do that in this case.
Okay.
Okay. Go forth with without fear, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the spirit settlement within 3 weeks.
Well, I feel like you've been going through changes and trying to change things for quite some time. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, you've been doing good work, but there's also some frustration there. And
yeah,
so you need to let the frustration go and start trusting some of what you're getting, because I feel like you've actually been getting some answers. And but yet you're questioning them. You're not quite sure, you know. Like you're not quite questioning yourself, basically.
And so
they're saying that they're sending you the right answers. You just need, and like Mystic said, you just got to let the blockages go, because and work a little bit in this time frame while you're waiting for this stuff to take place. Do some more of the work you've been doing, but in a different way, a different perspective, and trust more of what you're getting, and the answers are going to become clearer. They've been sending them to you, but they haven't been quite clear enough for you. But if you do this process, they will become clearer. I feel like that there's going to be several changes coming up for you, and they're going to be good changes. I see a lot of flowers. I don't know why I see flowers.
Flowers?
You know?
Maybe
yeah,
I
flowers.
Should... yeah. I'm studying photography. I just started though. And I'm, you know, I do get that I should be, you know, spending more time with it, but then other things come up. So it does get frustrating for me.
Because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing photography views of flowers. You know what I mean?
And I live near, a botanical, not too far. I can walk down the road and there's a botanical.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
I've been there before.
That's where you need to be going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to go there. It maybe do take pictures, you know, and do some breathing or what have you, and just immerse yourself in that. Because, yeah, I do feel like photography is a way for you to go, because they keep showing me these beautiful pictures. That's what's flashing in my mind right now, a lot of gorgeous pictures, flowers and houses and, you know, like landscape and just beautiful stuff. That's what's flashing in my head. So I feel like you really need to pursue that photography and see where it takes you.
Okay. It's just the money aspect, and that comes into it. But, yeah, I do definitely want to do that. I mean, if I had my life to start over, I would have gone into photography a long time ago.
Well, you do have your life. You do have your life to start over.
We're chilling our woman here from the mountains. This is Miss Camp. I go out and take on a bear if it makes me upset, Dina. We keep telling her there's lemons, but she doesn't know what that word means. She thinks it's another lemon and she has salad on it or something. Thank you for tuning in and being so patient. I apologize. The phones are so hectic. Stay on there.
Okay.
Please stay on Instagram.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Hey, you're welcome.
Love you, and we are going wilder than wild. We have morny people in the room, and I am not drinking. I don't know what it is. Maybe the cashews I ate had a little bit of sauce or something. No, it wasn't. It was just a little bit of – I've actually had a little bit of tea and cashews. I don't know what's going on. I had someone tell me that I sound like I'm delirious. No, that's my normal voice. I don't know what's going on. Dina, what did you do? You got it revved up against me. I've got Russell's running me over from United Kingdom. Jethro, the whole sound effect tonight's really stirring us up over here. Have you and Dina been tapping tables or something? I heard there was some channeling going on in America. I think you and Dina Flanagan were the culprits that probably raised that guy. What is that bearded president of you guys that is so honest? Well, I'm telling him, I think Abe needs to be brought into this one. Come on. That's a channeler meeting, friends. We got Mystic Haven with us. We got a light person here that's really cool, too. So you tease her, too. She can share in this now. She's one of us. So you guys just come on in. We got one of your own people here up in your own state in Maine. 207, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 207?
Hi, I'm doing okay. My question is, do you see me having an opportunity to relocate? I mean, not out of state, but maybe to a different town than where I'm living now?
You don't What's like your the name? Cult? I'm just teasing.
My name is D.
C? Okay.
Yes.
I do feel like you will have the opportunity, but it's not exactly right now. I'm feeling like within 2 years. Within.
Oh.
So okay. Within, meaning something. I feel like something needs to be done first. There's some unfinished business. There's something that needs to be done or is not quite the right time. Something's not going to click yet for it to happen. So
okay.
Within 2 years, the opportunity will come. But it's okay because that time will go by quick, and you'll see why, you know, over the next several months, you'll see why it's going to take that time. Things will present
okay.
themselves, the unfinished business, what have you. So, but in the meantime, just kind of enjoy, you know, where you're at, and it will happen quicker that way. It kind of change the energy to, you know, blessings and enjoyment of where you are at now in life. Because I feel like you
okay.
really need to embrace where you're at now for some reason. That's what they're telling you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. For whatever reason. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the same thing on that one. Spirit was saying, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
They're
so whatever it is that...
Sorry, go ahead, Misty.
No, it's okay. No, that's just what I kept hearing was not yet, not yet.
We love you and thank you. And I apologize, Dee, to you. I talked there during your reading. She was saying not yet, but the phones are just going over the edge. I don't know if that's the surf or if I'm having a tidal wave down here. Is anybody else hearing that scary sound? Because I really am. On this end, it sounds spooky. I watched it in the movie and I didn't like it. I want it to stop now. So... I know, I'm teasing all of you guys. We're having a little bit of wild technical difficulties. Just hang on. If you hear that sound, and it is a growling sound, and it's not your husband or boyfriend, please look under the table. I'm just saying. It's just getting a little wacky tonight. So we love you, Dee. We're going here a little bit. Psychic's gone wild. We're having a lot of information coming through the phones. The phones are there. We've got a few minutes left. A bunch of you calling in. We're asking all of you to hang on. Don't go wild. Just hang on as we go through this. We're going to get it fixed, I tell you. And that's their sign from the people for the technical support that they're working on it. They're happy with us because you're loud and clear. I don't feel that. What's the problem here? 912, what about you? Let's do some Psychics Gone Wild with 912.
Hey, this is Jamar.
Oh, you're just calling to work with Mr. Caven. You get out of here. No, I'm teasing him. How you been, Jamar? Glad to hear from you. Good to hear from you, man. He's our Blu-ray. Can you tell everybody a little bit what a Blu-ray is, Jamar?
Well, Blu-ray is basically a being, a starseed that's incarnated, goes under the Blu-ray. And a lot of us, we go through a lot of introvertedness. We go through a lot of, we look more mystical other than the indigos that are more direct and more open. We're more introverted and closed in. But our talents develop as we age, as we get, the older we get, it's like our talents develop more. And as we open up and express ourselves, I think that's when, like, we begin to, like, gain our powers and stuff like that. But I'm going through it right now, so I don't really know exactly. But that's as much as I know for now.
No, thank you, Jamar. And I got to tease you. You know you're the number third fan to Mystic Haven because Dina Flanagan is Mystique's number one fan. I'm two, so you can be three. We're rocking. We're on tonight with her, and we're rolling. What question do you have? And we know it's for Mystique. What question do you have?
Yes. Well, I feel this connection with this this Egyptian. He was an Atlantean priest named Thoth. And I was reading up on, like, they're, like, disciples of Horus called the Shimshu-Hor. And I feel a deep connection with that. I just wanted to know, like, if there's any, like, is any relation to that in my being.
Are you part of the Pleiadians?
The Pleiadians?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, I am. I feel a connection with the Pleiadians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're wonderful. I love them. When you feel drawn
to, and this applies to anybody, if you feel drawn to a particular type of being, is the best way to say it, only because I can't think of the word that I'm looking for, or, you know, whether it's a god, a goddess, or, you know, do the research on them because you're being drawn to them for a purpose, to mm-hmm. learn from that. Okay, there is a message there for you. Do the research. Read up on them. Find out everything that you can on this particular, what, who is it? Egyptian, because I didn't catch the name of him.
He was his name was Thoth, T-H-O-T-H.
T-H-O. Oh, okay, okay. Do the research. Do the research. Because the information that you were seeking regarding this, you'll find it, okay? It will come to you. Two, you'll be able to put it to your own light. And use the knowledge that you already have, the intuition
right.
and the guide that you already have. Use that as well, because they're going to actually help you to absorb all of this information.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
All right. That's great.
Very cool. We love it. Thank you, Jamar, for tuning in. I got to go because they said I'm picking favorites, and you always get to talk to Mystique, and I've got friends of Dina's that are mad. They go, you never let us in. So I got to go, Jamar. I don't want to get beat up.
All
these
right.
people know where I live. They got my
Thanks.
Food. Hang in there. Jamar's going to be one of our winners that gets to come in and have a show. He made me feel so good. Sometimes, Jamar, you make me laugh, and I got in with the other people saying I'm being favorites. I'm not. I just pick this phone as we go. Please don't get upset, but Blades and Blu-rays always get extra treatment. So 636, we love you. Come on, 636.
Hello.
Hello. What you did the bubble thing back to us. Are you having bubble gum?
Me? Bubblegum? No, not tonight.
I heard a water.
It's too much.
Oh,
it's too
my
much dental work.
I love you, little Dilworth girl. What are you doing, doll? I just, like, I'm feeling the energy with this.
I'm just kind of, like, relaxing on my bed at the moment.
Oh,
you
my
know,
goodness.
Listening
you know,
to
this.
And
I can see that. You know, when you tell a psychic about this, I can see you.
Oh, my God. Are you looking in my window right now?
No, I'm not looking in your window. I'm looking in your mind.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, we can actually physically see. You know what I mean? It's like we can see you. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah, it's starting to creep me out. You're seeing me. I'm wondering, should I be looking out my window and maybe, you know, be a little concerned?
This is Jethro, Dina, and Mystique having a fun time with who you are.
Shannon.
I'm so welcome you, Shannon. You are rocking. You know, you tease right along with us. You're one of our family. Ask us a question. Let's get to know you now that we've peeked in your house.
Oh, man, that makes me so, it's kind of like weirding me out. Now, next thing you're going to be doing is looking in my closet. Oh,
No, we never go to the clothes until we date. I wait until I get to eat out. I never look at shoes or nothing until after the first, you know, first steak on the plate. You know?
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. Well, I guess you could say my question is kind of twofold. One is that I'm going to be ending a job for myself on Saturday and going into a different one starting on Monday, which is okay. But my relationship, let's say there was like a long period of silence and then it just started back up again in February. So I'm just kind of wondering in regards to work and the relationship, them tying in together.
One step at a time is what I'm being told here. Take one thing at a time according to priority. That's the spirit
of
thing.
Yeah, well, the job, like I said, the new job starts Monday, so...
Mm.
But I really kind of like...
Go ahead.
I'm just a little bit more curious in regards to the relationship because, like I said, there was a extended period of time of, as I call it, wall of silence.
Hmm.
I feel that that silence was good, was a good thing. I think he needed to regroup. Also needed to, I saw the path needed to separate and come back together rather than just staying on one page. So it was actually something that was supposed to happen, but now it's something you have to, I feel like, I sense that you feel like this is a lot of work, or work. Is that true?
The relationship? Well,
yeah.
Yes,
so,
I...
What's that?
I do feel like it is, but he's making comments about it impossible for certain things to take place. I'm thinking not impossible, challenging, yes. Possible, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what it feels like to me. It's just a lot of energy drain, a lot of work. That's what I'm feeling like. So you will have to change around a little for it to, in other words, make it not draining, make it fun and exciting. And that's what I think you're both looking for. So you got to find a way to do that. Or if you think it's too tiring, then maybe you just need another break. But I feel like you can change it around if you want to.
Okay.
And I shouldn't tease you, Shannon. I got people writing and go, leave that person alone. What are you doing, Jethro? We were just joking. Sometimes they get on me. Sorry.
Oh,
we were just joking.
No, I was teasing. I kind of got what you were saying. It's all right.
She's okay. Nobody's hurt. Don't get upset. Don't throw my food away.
No.
Let me have my chicken fried steak.
Right. No harm, no foul, as I said.
Yes. Love you for tuning in. And Shannon, being you did tonight, you also can go to Psychics Gone Wild. I have your down. Just write in your number there. Do a snail mail. You're the winner tonight of our contest. You win all three sets of the music by Linda Irwin, Music Collage 1, 2, and 3. And you also win a bracelet by Lady Arango, fan of ours from Brazil, who says she's got to have her Dina time or she just can't cope with the week in New York. So definitely put in and you win the bracelet. And from Psychic Jethro, I will sign a Living in the Psychic Realm book of mine and send you a copy of that in the mail, too. Shannon, thank you for calling in and being so fun.
Okay, well, thank you.
And all of you tuning in, we're down to the last couple minutes. We're going to have to grab that phones and say, what? We got to tell them the time because they're kicking us out the door for no reason. They just start throwing people out around here, and I don't like it. And I want you guys to know we've been here, and I say we, Mystic Haven, Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, giving you the funnest, wildest we can. I apologize to some of you guys that got in that didn't get to. Remember, what the fun part about this is, you get to see and have a taste of this. Catches for us, this is what we do for a living. I had someone tell me, they go, Jethro, I've been working at this for 3 months to get a reading with Dina. Dina is very affordable. Dina gets in trouble with me because Dina sometimes gives out discounts. She thinks she's Walmart or something. I don't know what's going on with this wild woman. Make sure when you get a hold of Dina, you guys do take care of her. You know, it's like tip the waitress or staff. You know, I had some of you guys this week on Facebook. I had a lot of complaints of different ones that are really bummed with it. So remember, if you have us do stuff, do it back. It is a fun thing, and we do this on the show like this, but remember, it is how we make our living. And I want to keep that guy named Bill out of my mailbox with his crabby face, so you guys got to help us with it. Going into the work here, Dina, I've got one more quick one for you and Mystique real quick, and then we got to go. Bob? Oh, again, 90s. We're going to do it quick, Bob. Sorry. Bob Candleson is a listener of ours for 3 years. He's like, I want to know from the ladies, what would a psychic woman like if she were out on a date? Just asking them not to rude or offend anybody. But if you were picking up a guy, you can already read their minds. What would interest you in a new date, Dina and Mystique?
Well, something exciting and fun and enticing, but sweet and yet romantic and warm, and that's what I would like.
Oh, somebody, I would have to say that can make me laugh.
Yeah, oh, very good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And just have a very light energy, very light energy.
Most important.
Love it, you guys tuning in. We got to hear that now, and he's writing down. And this is Bob is one of our winners on the fact of the video. He has a new video. You guys are going to have to tune into it. It's Thursday nights where he loves Raven with Haven. He loves Dina Flanagan. Look on YouTube and Facebook. You guys will see the video. It's coming out. I've got it on there. I just started sharing stuff today. But those of you who haven't, check out those videos because he just did one. And Bob, we thank you. You're in the contest. We got to answer your question. Everybody go to psychicsgonewild.com to see us. We love you. Good night.